This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A foreign aid package is up for a final vote this weekend. Today, the GOP House cleared a key procedural hurdle that, in a rare turn, was not along party lines. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
The House voted to advance aid bills to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, setting up a Saturday vote on final passage. In a rare occurrence, Democrats also stepped in late Thursday night to help the majority party advance the bills out of the Rules Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to split up foreign aid into separate bills caused pushback from members within his own party, who pointed to promises Johnson had made not to move forward with a Ukraine aid bill without a measure to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. Three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust Johnson as speaker. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Opening statements start on Monday in the hush money criminal trial of former President Donald Trump over falsifying business records. A panel of 12 jurors and six alternates was seated today. Trump has pleaded not guilty. It's the first of four criminal trials he's facing. Meanwhile, a man set himself on fire this afternoon in New York near the courthouse where jurors were being chosen for Trump's trial. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
New York City officials say at around 1:30 p.m. today, Maxwell Azzarello walked into the center of the park directly opposite from the Lower Manhattan Courthouse and threw leaflets with anti-government conspiracy theories. He then doused himself with cleaning liquid and lit himself on fire. The park is open to the public, but because of the high-profile nature of the jury selection, there is heavy security in the area. Several civilians and police officers rushed to extinguish the flames. The New York Fire Department says Azzarello is 37 years old and originally from St. Augustine, Florida. They say, unbeknownst to his family, Azzarello arrived in New York earlier this week. He is in critical condition. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
World leaders at the Group of Seven meeting in Italy are calling on Israel and Iran to avoid escalating tensions following Israel's launching of missiles into Iran early today in retaliation for Tehran's attack on Israel last weekend. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
You saw as well, or you'll see soon in the G7 statement, a commitment to hold Iran to account, for its destabilizing activities, holding it to account by degrading its missile and drone capabilities. And yesterday, the United States announced additional sanctions on Iran.
Blinken says the U.S. wasn't involved in any offensive operations by Israel. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory, the Dow up 211, the Nasdaq down 319. This is NPR. China has ordered Apple to pull two major apps from the Apple Store in China, Meta's WhatsApp, that's a messaging app, and its Threads social media app, after Chinese officials cited unspecified national security concerns. Neither of those apps, though, are widely used in China. This comes amid heightened tensions between Beijing and Washington over trade, technology, and national security. The U.S. Congress has threatened to ban TikTok, a popular app owned by Chinese tech firm ByteDance, over national security concerns. Payson High School in Utah will have an extra Footloose prom day tomorrow. That's because actor Kevin Bacon is going. Part of Footloose was filmed there, and this is the 40th anniversary of the movie. Sierra Hewlett from member station KUER has more.
The high school building is being torn down soon. So for a couple years, students and faculty have been trying to bring home the bacon. And now he's actually coming.
We did a Footloose school musical, a Footloose movie stadium night, Mr. Bacon contest.
That's Ruby Roff, student body president. To convince him to come, they made all the school events Footloose themed this year.
I feel like honestly just so relieved, like that all of our hard work just finally paid off and we actually did it when no one else thought we could. We kind of just get rub in their faces now, like haha, we did it.
Tomorrow they'll be putting together 5,000 resource kits with Kevin Bacon for his foundation, 6degrees.org. For NPR News, I'm Ciara Hewlett.
Crude oil prices were higher by the close, gaining 0.6%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.